Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English khutbah, and the topic is, This is the Noble Quran. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah, the one who has made the Quran a healing for the believers, and an admonition for those of taqwa, and a mercy for the entire world. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the uniquely one who has no partners in his oneness. And I testify that our Sayyid, Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is the slave of Allah and his messenger. O Allah, send your peace and blessings upon him and upon whomsoever follows him in guidance until the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, O slaves of Allah and myself, with the taqwa of Allah. For verily Allah says, وَهَذَا كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ مُبَارَكٌ فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَاتَّقُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. And this Quran is a blessed book we have revealed, which is blessed. So follow it and fear Allah that you may receive mercy. أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Indeed, the Quran is a noble book. It was sent down and revealed in a blessed an immense month. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. The month of Ramadan is that in which was revealed the Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described the Quran as being with tremendous attributes, wherein it is made clear its rank and the nobility of its station. For he says, إِنَّهُ لَقُرْآنٌ كَرِيمٌ فِي كِتَابٍ مَكْنُونَ. Indeed, it is a noble Qur'an in a register well protected. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has informed us that he has not only protected the Qur'an, but has revealed it in a clear language, the language of Arabic. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بِلِسَانٍ عَرَبِيٍ مُبِينٌ. The Quran was revealed in a clear Arabic language. So whosoever perseveres in reciting the Quran in its clear tones will find that they not only draw nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but their understanding of this beautiful language of Arabic will be strengthened and improved, and their ability to engage in rhetoric and language and discourse will become increased, because the Quran is the epitome of rhetorical power and eloquence. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كِتَابٌ أُحْكِمَتْ آيَاتُهُ ثُمَّ فُصِّلَتْ مِنْ لَدُنْ حَكِيمٍ خَبِيرٍ. This is a book whose verses are perfected and then presented in detail from one who is wise and acquainted. Brothers and sisters, this is the Quran. This is the book that has been honored by the Most Merciful, Ar-Rahman, that has been preserved from any alteration and been made pure from any addition or deletion. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنَّهُ لَكِتَابٌ عَزِيزٌ لَا يَأْتِيهِ الْبَاطِلْ مِنْ بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَلَا مِنْ خَلْفِهِ تَنْزِيلٌ مِنْ حَكِيمٍ حَمِيدٍ. And indeed, it is a noble book, or a mighty book. Falsehood cannot approach it from before it or from behind it. It is a revelation from a Lord who is wise and all deserving of praise. Brothers and sisters, this is the book of Allah. This is the book of Allah that represents His divine words. Whoever recites it attains unto a great reward, and whoever holds fast to it attains unto the guidance towards the straight path unto Allah. For verily Allah says, إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ يَهْدِي لِلَّتِي هِيَ أَقْوَمُ. Indeed, this Quran guides to that which is most suitable. So the Quran has a spirit. And it is a spirit that flows through the hearts of those who are guided. And it is a light that enlightens the insight of the believers, opening their hearts and bringing forth the illumination to their intellects. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكَذَٰلِكَ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ رُوحًا مِّنْ أَمْرِنَا مَا كُنْتَ تَدْرِي مَا الْكِتَابُ وَلَا الْإِيمَانُ وَلَكِنْ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُورًا نَهْدِي بِهِ مَنْ نَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا. And thus we have revealed to you an inspiration of our command. You did not know what is the book or what is faith, but we have made it a light by which we guide whom we will of our servants. And indeed, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you guide to a straight path. So the believers are those who guide through the guidance of the Quran, who act in accordance with its commands, and who believe in its verses, its clear ones and its allegorical ones, and who deem halal that which it deems halal, and who deem haram that which it deems haram. They are those who leave aside the doubtful and the matters of doubtfulness, and they ensure that they do not fall into these things unknowingly. And about them Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالرَّاسِخُونَ فِي الْعِلْمِ يَقُولُونَ آمَنَّا بِهِ كُلُّ مِنْ عِنْدِ رَبِّنَا وَمَا يَذَّكَّرُ إِلَّا أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. But those firm in knowledge say, we believe in it, all of it is from our Lord, and no one will be reminded of this except those of understanding. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make us of those who understand. Make us of those who truly read the Quran with reflection and who look upon it with contemplation, such that it increases their depths of understanding and increases their depths of awe and love. Make us of those who act in accordance with what the Quran is asking them to do. Make us of those who are accepting of your obedience. And O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make us of those who constantly draw nearer to you. Brothers and sisters, in this month of Ramadan, it is narrated that the angel Jibreel alayhi salam used to meet the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam every night in the month, and used to review the Quran with him, as the hadith testifies when it says, "Fi kulli laylatin min Ramadan fayudarisuhu al-Quran," that the Jibreel used to meet the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam every night during Ramadan and to revise the Quran with him. So this is from those aspects of the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we should actually try and embody in this month. How beautiful would it be if we, every night in Ramadan, gathered with those we love, gathered with our families, gathered with our children, and pondered and discussed the meanings of the Quran together. How would it be, and how beautiful would it be, if we studied its verses and tried to understand its dignified meanings as a collective? How amazing it would be if whilst we're doing this, we would find our homes enveloped and covered by the angels who the hadith say they circle around this earth looking for the gatherings of remembrance. And when they find them, they cover them in their mercy. And then these gatherings and these assemblies are mentioned in the greatest assemblies in the heavens, in the companies of the angels. How amazing it would be if we turned our homes in Ramadan to what is known as the garden from the gardens of paradise, these great gatherings of dhikr, such that we can attain the forgiveness and healing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this blessed month, and attain unto the shifa', the intercession, as well as the healing of the Quran. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, اقرأوا القرآن فإنه يأتي شفيعا لصاحبه يوم القيامة. Read and recite the Quran, for it will come as an intercessor for its reciters on the day of resurrection. Brothers and sisters, it is as if some of the narrations of hadith say that the Quran will come and say, I am your companion, I am your sahib, and the person who recited it shall be given blessings in his right hand and the promise of eternal felicity, and this person shall have the crown of dignity placed on his head. Should we not want to be from these people? Should we not want to be the people who attain unto this great, great gift and make the most of these days through fasting in Ramadan and these nights through tilawat al-Quran in Ramadan? Brothers and sisters, I pray you attain unto this. And I say this in this khutbah, and I seek forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek his forgiveness. Indeed, he's the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran, Abu Dhabi.